Yud Beis Sivan, Tuesday the 10th of June, Rabbi Avraham Heckscher. Tzitzis, Hasidish or Litvish?
End of this week's Pasha, Pasha Shlach. Torah finishes off with the mitzvah of Tzitzis. V'osolem Tzitzis al kamfe v'gdeim ad oisom. You all know the Gemara in Menachos Mem Gimel says that mitzvah Tzitzis is one of the mitzvahs Hashkulois. Says the Gemara, Tani idachu isem oisloi uzachachem es kol mitzvahs Hashem v'lamet sheshkula mitzvah zu k'neged kol mitzvahs kulon. We know the various mitzvahs which are shokul, which are equal equivalent to kolam mitzvahs kulon. Mitzvahs tzitzis is one of them, because the pasuk says, "Uisem oisay." If you see the tzitzis of zechatim, as kol mitzvahs Hashem. I remember years back, about 15 years back, a chava of mine told me that he was in a yeshiva. He was davening shachar, so there was an Adam Godel there, and he was watching him saying Krishma, and he noticed that when he said, "Uisem oisay zechatim, as kol mitzvahs Hashem," he closed his eyes for about 2 minutes and was concentrating, and then he continued. My friend was convinced that he'd obviously made some sort of system. Within 2 minutes, he could go through the Tayag mitzvahs. So he had the Azaz. After Shachris, he went up to him and asked him, "Is that Taka what you were doing?" At which point the scholar became very frustrated and avoided the question and told him to leave him alone. Al Kopanim, Mistama, that was what he was doing. That's what he says in the Pasuk, "Zechatim is kol mitzvahs Hashem, melamed sheshkula mitzvahs u'kenega kol ha-mitzvahs." The Gemara carries on. Anyone who's particular in mitzvah tzitzis, zeichem mekabel pnei shchino. Why here it says u'isem oisay, and there it says oisay savoy to the bein shloim. Al kaponim mitzvah tzitzis is a mitzvah which doesn't need any introduction. It's one of the mitzvahs are chashuvas, one of the mitzvahs are shkulos. In fact, there's a very interesting mechaber. The mechaber says mechaber is a sefer halacha. It's not a chassidish sefer. It's a sefer halacha. And the Mechaber, in the end of Hilchus Tzitzis, has a whole sif like this. When you look at the Tzitzis, Mistakel B'shnei Tzitzis Lefonov, you look at the two Tzitzis in front of you, which have 10 knots, 10 Kshoim, 5 on each. Plus you have 16 Chutim, 16 strings in front of you. Obviously the ones behind you you can't see, but the 16 strings in front of you, plus the 10 knots, Oilech Havav V'Shem Havaya. Yudkei Vavkei, which is 26. Very interesting, because this is a halacha sefer. What halacha is the Mechaber trying to tell you? So it says the mitzvah tzitzis is different. Shteitoch in the Torah u'isem oisay. The main mitzvah, the main chelik of mitzvah tzitzis is u'isem oisay, to see it. The loshon tzitzis comes from the pasuk meitzitz minacharakim. Meitzitz means to look. The whole essence of mitzvah tzitzis is to look. Al kaponim, obviously mitzvah tzitzis, the halachas of mitzvah tzitzis are vast. There's many, many things to talk about. I want to concentrate on this morning, the short time that we have, a few chelukim in mitzvah tzitzis we find different minhagim between Hasidisha and Nitisha, to understand that these things are not, everything has its mukoh, everyone has to stick to their minig, but to understand a bit where they come from. First thing is like this, the Mechaber says in Simon Yudalef, Sif Tes, Yasin Nekev Ba'uch HaTalis. You have to make a hole in the corner of the talis to hang the tzitzis through. Nekev is Lashon Yochid, one hole. Says the Mishneh Berurah, he brings the Shema Beis Yosef. And the Beis Yosef brings that there is a shitta to make two nekovim. In each corner, to make two holes. Just in case the Olim don't know what I'm talking about, it's easier to show rather than to explain. When the Mechaber says Yasa Nekev, that means that on each corner of the beged, each one of the four kanfas, you've got one hole into which you insert the four chutim. Obviously they become doubled over, they fold over, so you've now got eight. That's how you make the chutim on the corner. The Mechaber brings the Beis Yosef brings a shitta that on each hole, each corner, you should make two holes. Memela, rather than the tzitzis hanging over the side of the beged, it's rather you insert it through the two holes, and memela, it comes out from the front of the beged. That's what means yaseh beis nekovim. This is a shitta from the Balo Itu. Where does Balo Itu get it from? Balo Itu brings a sifri, where the Sifri says that the apostle says you should make arba chutim, arba veloy shmoine, four and not eight. Now, sasam le pirish, we don't know what that means. What does it mean, four and not eight? Doesn't mean you shouldn't make two on each corner. You shouldn't have two of these tzitzis hanging off from each corner. Maybe you should only have four and not eight. His Baal HaOita says something very mechudashtik. He says if you have a beged like this with one hole, like Litva Sheminig is, then if you're holding it this way, you've got four tzitzis, one from each corner. If you turn it back to front, It looks identical. It looks exactly the same. You've still got the four coming off. So in a way, it's not really eight, but in a way, it looks like eight. Because if you look at it front on, you can see the four tzitzis. And if you turn it around, you can see another four tzitzis. Obviously, we know it's the same four tzitzis as the front. But since it, whichever way you hold it, you can see four, says the Baal HaItur, that's called shmoine, that's called eight. So the Baal HaItur learns pshat in the Sifri. When the Sifri says abe v'lo shmoine, it means you have to make sure it looks like four, not like eight. How do you make sure it looks like four?
You said two of the covings, one there. But why would the tzitzis not hang down the front as they appear to do with just one
there? So I'll show you. If you have, this is the one with two nekovim each. So if you look at it like this, they're hanging off the front. Yeah. But if you turn it around, you can't see. They're hanging off behind the beged. You can't see them hanging off, you see? They're hanging behind the beged. From this side, you can't see anything.
So you should wear the beged, make a point of wearing the beged the right way around?
Of course you have to make sure the point of wearing the beged. We'll get to that. But the very fact that whichever way you turn it, it looks like a different four, says the Baal HaItur, that's what the Sifri meant, Arba v'loi shmoine. Comes Beis Yosef, and Beis Yosef says, he doesn't understand it, HaMachme einoi mina machmirin, someone who wants to go like the Baal HaItur shouldn't think he's a machme, ela mina matzmirin. It's dover tamua, it's something which Beis Yosef says I can't understand. The Beis Yosef is matcha this pshat. We don't pass like this pshat. Came the Bach, and the Bach says that obviously the Baal HaItur never meant that it's mamish shmoine. Everyone understands it's the same four. Even though when you turn it around you can still see four, everyone understands it's the same four. He just meant it's near, it looks a bit like eight. If you look first glance without thinking too much, it looks like eight. So the Baal HaItur was saying, lechatchila, you shouldn't do it. Is Memela, because the Beis Yosef says, the Beis Yosef finished off that because he didn't understand it, therefore anyone who does like Baal HaItur is mechsik yuah. He looks like a show-off, because he's trying to show these choshesh for the Baal HaItur, which is something we don't really understand. Says the Bach, I do understand the Baal HaItur. Memela, I'll make a chiluk. On the talis cotton, which no one can see, it's under my clothing, so I don't need to worry about mechzikiyu, I look like a show-off. No one can see it anyway. Says the Bach that on my talis cotton, I'll wear like the Baal HaItur, I'll make two nekovim. However, on my talis godel, my talis which everyone can see, there I've got to be choshesh for what the Beis Yosef says, that it's mechzikiyu, and therefore only make one. Here where the two minhagim come from. Where the minhag litzah, the litzah sh'olam, the yakeh sh'olam, they all wear one nekev. That's hanu mechaba paskins yaseh nekev. Whereas the Hasidic Olam, they have on the Talis cotton, they have two Nekovim. And the Talis Godel, they have one Nekev. Someone once told me, he never chapped, he went into the shop and he saw the different styles. He thought it was different manufacturers, different fashion, maybe the fashion's changing over the years. One hole, two holes, Chas v'sholem. It's nothing to do with fashion, nothing to do with the manufacturer. It's got to do with Halacha, the Machloik, the Beis Yosef, and the Bach. Al Kaponim, that's where the two Minhagim come from. You have to make sure to stick to your Minhag. Your minig is nekev echod. When you go buy a pair of tzitzis, make sure you're buying the nekev echod. Your minig is two nekovim, then you go make sure to buy two nekovim. Yeshua's Yaakov, one achronim, says a different reason where this minig came from to have two holes. We know that the pasuk says you have to put the tzitzis al kanfei bigdeihem, on the corner. Now we'll see, there's a lot of halachas you learn from on the corner. What is the corner? We have to know what does the Torah call a corner, and then we can work out what's called ala konof. Is the Gemara, without going into cheshbonis, the Gemara says, if you do it too low, if you make the hole too low, mamishnei, the bottom of the beged, that's not called on the corner, that's called it's under the corner. Well, of course, we would call the corner mamishnei, the spitz. Well, the Torah calls the konof, if you do it too low, it's under the corner. And if you do it too high, then it's already above the corner. So it's big, the Gemara talks about where exactly is the corner. And obviously, like everything in Yiddishkeit, there's lots of shit is exactly how to work it out. But most of the shit is you got to do between, the hole is always going to be between the 4 and 6 centimeters, around the 5 centimeter mark from the corner, each corner of the beged. Al-Kaponim, the Yeshua's Yaakov says that when the Torah says there has to be ala konof on the corner, he's not only referring to the hole, that the hole, the nekev has to be on the corner. Rather, even the first kesher, the kesher elyon, should also be ala konof. Therefore, if you make the tzitzis the way we make, literally make the tzitzis, where the first kesher, the first knot, is hanging below the beged, because obviously that's the only way you can do it, because you've got one nekev, so you put the chutim through. So mele, the first nekev comes outside the boundaries of the beged. Says Yeshua's Yaakov, the kesher elyon, which is medaraisa, the first knot, is outside the beged. It's under the konof, it's under the chut. Whereas, if you make with two nekovim, the kesher elyon, because I've got two nekovim, two holes to put it through, the kesher itself is alakonof. When the Torah says it has to be alakonof, what was the Torah referring to? That the neck of the hole has to be alakonof, or that the kesher elyon has to be alakonof? The Maila says Yeshua Yaakov are doing of the meaning of tunikovim is because the kesher itself is alakonof. But upon him, one way or the other, those are the two in hogim, either one neck of a tunikovim. Like I said, everyone has to keep to his minig. I don't remember if he goes into it. According to that, Svara should be here. But it could be again, he's coming, in the end of the day, he's got a Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef says, he's been someone trying to memorize where the minig comes from. I'll go upon him. I'll tell his God, you'll have to be choshish for the Metz Kiyura. Another very important difference when it comes to the Nekovim is as follows. There's a halach which many people are not aware of. It shows as follows. If I have my talis, my tzitzis, with the neck of Echot, it says it has to be, like we mentioned before, the tzitzis have to be al hakonof. Now obviously, if this is the corner, there's two ways the tzitzis can be. Either it can be hanging off the bottom, either it can be hanging off the side like this, or off the bottom. That's off the bottom. Or it could turn it to be hanging off the side. It's straight in, because it says in the Pasuk, the tzitzis have to be al hakonof, leaning on the konof. So if this is the corner, the halacha is that the tzitzis have to be off the side, not hanging off the bottom, but rather hanging off the side. Because then it's leaning al hakonof, it's leaning on the corner. If it would be on the bottom, then it wouldn't be hanging on the corner, it would just be gravity pulls it towards ground, but it's not leaning on the corner. That's why many people, I can see that's why it's a bit tough for me here, so many people have the tzitzis, when they make the kesher elyon, they actually make it very tight, like this, so you can see that it can't slip round. Because of squash the beged, it can't slip round to being in the bottom. If you put the tzitzis on without tying it tight, then automatically, obviously, it's going to fall from the side to the bottom. There are those who are choshish that if you do it like this, perhaps because I've squashed it, you can't say anymore that it's the 4 centimeters or 5 centimeters from the corner, because it's squashed. Reva Baiskum are not choshish for that. Chaznish, the stipend, many gedolim had it like that. When they made the tzitzis, they made sure to do it tight, in order that it can't slip around, but rather it's ala konof, it's not hanging off the bottom. Everyone here understands, if there's hakpada of ala konof, then when it comes to the tunikovim, we've got a big problem. If I've got the one neck of the one hole, so I can make sure that I do make the knot on the outside rather than the bottom, to make sure it's ala konof. If, however, I've got tunikovim, how am I yotz the din of ala konof? How can I make sure automatically the tzitzis are just going to hang down? How are you yotz the din of... Now, it's true that the din of ala konof is only lechatchila, not b'dieved. The b'chot shlechatchila, how am I going to make sure that my tzitzis are hanging ala konof on the side and not on the bottom? Is the Be'alocha asked it already? Be'alocha says that you've got two nekovim. If you try and make that the knot, you can't see it very good. If you try and make the knot closer to the outside hole, not the inside hole, in other words, on each side of the beged, your right and your left, you make it closer to the outside hole rather than the inside hole. So because the knot is not hanging straight down, but more leaning to one side, that's called alakonof. Obviously, it's much, much harder to do, especially because I mentioned before, we try and be yotze all the shittas. So you have to have both holes within this close gap of 4 to 6 centimeters. If you'll notice, the two holes are very, very close to each other. Because we want both holes to be within this little area, which l'chol ha'deis is alakonof. So when it comes to this problem of putting the knot closer to the outside hole, it's kimai impossible. Like you'll see in the tzitzis, it hangs almost exactly vertically down. It's impossible to make it to the kesher chitzin, to the nekev ha'chitzin. But kabbanim, that's one. It's only lechatchila. It's not ma'akev. But kabbanim, that's one mile which they have with the nekev echad, which you don't have with the tunikovim. It can't be ala nekev. No.
I don't understand
why.
The tunikovim. Why will the tzitzis not hang on the side?
Because it's like this. There's nothing holding it. It's coming off the front of the beged. It doesn't go to the side. It's just hanging off the front of the beged. If I'm doing it round, if I'm doing it round the beged, because I've only got one hole, so my knot is outside here, I can make sure it doesn't slip down. But here it's not going round the beged. It's just going through the two holes and it's hanging off the front. So gravity automatically just pulls it down. It's not going to be ala konof.
Why can't it go through the two holes and then pull it tight to the side?
Have a look.
Okay.
Moving on.
If you put it through the hole, sorry, folks. You put it through the hole, then the automatically on the cloth.
Yes, ala konof means hanging off the side, not off the bottom, and that's something which you won't have. That's something which you won't have by the tunikovim. Have a look, you'll see. Moving on. The Okay. Another mechaber. The mechaber says you should do it in an oifen that you have. You should put your talis on an oifen. You should put your talis cotton, talis godel on in a way that you have two of the tzitzis in front and two behind. Obviously, when it comes to talis cotton, it's not a problem. There's two behind and two in front. When it comes to talis godel, you'll notice there's various minogim. A lot of people, the family, Ashkenaz, they lift the talis after they put it around the shoulders. They lift it over their shoulders, which is something which doesn't say in halacha. Oh, but that's pekhazi. That's what everyone does. They lift it over their shoulders. Amongst many Hasidim, you'll see they don't lift it over their shoulders, but they wrap it around their arms. Now, the maila in, anyone know what I'm talking about? Like, very often you see a chazan does that. He just wraps it over his arms without lifting it over his shoulders. The maila in doing that is that when we say there's an ituf, he has to be wrapped by a talis. His whole body, even his arms, are wrapped by the talis. The way we do it, we lift it over our shoulders. If you lift it over your shoulders, if you lift it over your shoulders, then your arms are not mu'utif b'talis. Whereas if you do the way they do it, which is more or less like this, is mamela everything, the whole body is mu'utif with the talis. The problem with this is that bishlem, if you do it like this, then you've got the shtei tzitzis lefonov and shtei le'achov. I've got two in front of me, one on the left, one on the right, and two behind. Whereas if I do like this, I really have all four tzitzis in front of me. Sorry? The Mechaber says that you should do it. You should put the talis on in the oifen in a way that you have shtaim lefonov and thank you, shtaim lefonov and shtaim le'achrov. Sorry. That's why if you look in halach, it doesn't say over the shoulder. I call him the grass. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says nispashet haminig in klali sol to do it in over the shoulders. It's very mistaba that that's where it came from, because if you do it over the shoulders, then it's not just a practical way to make sure the tzitzit don't hang on the floor. It's in order to make sure that. In order to make sure that that there's two in front and two behind. I would like to go into that perhaps it makes a difference how you make when you make the beged, which exactly way you put the tzitzis on. If you make a cheshbon, whether you put it on lengthways or widthways, the two ones and the ones on the front, the ones on the back, if you make a cheshbon, a practical demonstration, it could be that it's going to be toiler on how you wear the talis. Because if you wear it like this, it might come out different to if you wear it around your shoulders. And we always have to make sure that when you've got the talis on, all the tzitzis are hanging off the side, a la konof, not at the bottom. So obviously, depending on the way you wear the tzitzis, it's going to make a difference how you string the tzitzis in the first place. Al-Gabon, we don't have time for that. Another big chiluk we find is the idea of the Atorah. Where did the Atorah come from? People just think the Atorah is a nice thing. Where does the Atorah come from? Is the Mishneh Berurah brings from the Morgan Avom that Noragu to make Atorah from chatichas meshi, silk, which you have. I don't know where the talis is gone, but on the back we don't have it on the talis cotton, but on the top you have this silk on the top of the beggar to show you what's the front and what's the back. What's the idea? Everyone knows what I'm talking about. The Atorah, the silk thing at the top of the talis. What's the idea? The idea is to make sure, we know that when it came to the Mishkan, for example, you made the kroshim. You had to make sure that the keresh, which was in Sof and always stayed in the north, ones which in Maiv, because you can't switch them out. The problem of Ma'alim Bakodesh is here also, the ones which are in front, the tzitzis which are in the front, which are the ones you can see. We want to make sure that the ones which you have in front are always in the front, and not that these two tzitzis, which today might be in the front, tomorrow might be at the back. The way we do that is, if you have the Atar at the top, that makes sure you always put the talis on the same way.
Why do you do the talis cotton?
So with the talis cotton, that's why, you'll have in a lot of talisim, you'll have, it's not just a hole, but rather a T. Yeah. Why do you do that? To make sure, if you've just got a round hole, then one day you might put it on like that, and one day like that. It's made of the tzitzis which are in the front will be at the back, and the back will be in the front. That's where this mini comes from. Al-Kuponim, that's where the Atorah comes from. The Arizal wasn't marked, but Al-Kuponim, that's what the Morgan Avom says. Now the problem with this is, that we know, a lot of people don't know, but we know that when we talk about ituf, lis atif fatalis, the main ituf is around the body, not around the head. That's why it's incorrect for people who just have these, have it around the head and scarves hanging around there. Even, not only that, when people make the bracha, many people, when they make the bracha, you see they lift the talis up, they wrap around the head, and they've lifted it up completely to the neck level. So when they make the bracha, it's only being ma'atif, it's only going around the head. That's completely incorrect. Ituf, the main ituf is around the body. When you wrap it around, it's still supposed to be covering your back, not just the head. Atifas HaRosh, we say that Rosh is all, the head is also included in the Ituf. That's why we cover our head also, and for various reasons. But not that that's the main Ituf. Is Memela, That's why there's a if someone will want to make an atar, not just out of silk material, but rather out of silver. A lot of people have a silver atar. You've got a big problem. It says the Atz Zachaim, the Levush, and others that Aruch HaShulchan. If you have the atar made of silver, it looks like which part of the talis are you beautifying? Are you making the ikkah, the one which goes over the head? Whereas the halacha is that the main itzuf is around the body, not around the head. So how can you have an atar which goes around the head and not around the body? If there are those, the other Achronim suggests that the way to get around it is, if you want an atar of a silver atar, don't just make it around the head, but rather make all the way along the length of the talis behind. And that way, which you see some rebbes have, the problem is it's getting more expensive. But upon him, if you've got the silver atar not only over the head, but also along the length of the body, therefore you haven't made an ikka out of the atifas ha'roish more than the atifas ha'aguf. Al kaponim, the Aruch HaShulchan still isn't happy. He says, Ma le kesef azov, the talis, where does gold and silver come into the talis? Al kaponim, that's where the two minhagim come from, whether he has to have an atar or not to have an atar. It's not just a matter of what do I prefer. Someone who has the minig not to have, his father didn't have an atar, should not go buy an atar, because there are a lot of achroinim who are very unhappy about it. However, someone who has the minig to have an atar, someone who wrote tshuva to Moshe, who wasn't a chassidish, and he says, I've got a minig to wear an atar, what should I do? I've seen all these achroinim. He says, don't change your minig. You see, a lot of achroinim were not bothered about it. If your minig is to wear an atar, wear it, isn't tight, and don't worry about what the other achroinim say. But upon him, they both have mekoris in halacha, and someone has their minig has to stick to their minig, because it's not just a matter of what do I fancy and what do I prefer, but rather, it is, got mekoris in halacha. Like we said, with the talis cotton, it's not such a problem. If you have the T, then you don't have such a problem, because you're never going to be mahapach the front to the back. Shlomo Zalman comes with a chiddush, and he says that if we see there's a hakpod in halachot, we shouldn't change the tzitzis were on the back, the front to the back, and the back to the front. Perhaps there's also a hakpod to make sure that even when I'm referring to the two on the front, I should make sure that the one which is on the front right should always be on the front right, and the one which is on the front left should always be on the front left. Even if I'm not changing the front to the back, but we know that the right has got more chashivas than the left, so perhaps I have to make sure not to be mahapach them one way, the right to the left to the right. Now here, the T-neck is not going to help me. Because the T, if I wear it the front, I've got the T, and if I wear it back, I've also got the T. So how am I going to make sure that not to change it? Now again, some of you may have chapped, if I've got the tunic of him, that's not a problem. Because if I do it inside out, then my tzitzit is going to be hanging off the inside of the beged, not the outside of the beged. So here we could perhaps have a mila in the tunic of more than the one nekev, that the one which is on the right is always going to stay on the right. If, however, you've got the beged, which has only got one hole, is a mila, whichever way I wear it, inside out or outside in, it's always going to be the same. But again, this is a chumah of Shlomo Zalman, which it doesn't say in halacha, but there's not a reason why to choose the tunic of more than one nekev. Like we said before, everyone has to stick their minig.
So there's a lining in the corner, so it's awesome.
Yeah, and Achanama, there is a way if you make a simon, you can have some people have a button, whatever, you can work it out. There are ways to make a simon. The question is if you have to look out for it. Moving on. Only short of time. Okay. Under the talis cotton, under the shirt or over the shirt. Everyone knows that's perhaps the war I should have started with. The most blatant difference between the chassidish and the literature, where does it come from? Is the Mechaber says, it's very interesting, because normally you'd say the Liddish should go with the Mechaber, and the Chassidim go with Arizal. Here comes our punk faket. The Mechaber says that the talis you wear al begodov. The tzitzis you wear al begodov on top of your clothing, and Arizal says you wear under the begodim. And here it's become, over the dose it's become that the Liddish do like the Arizal, the Arizal says under the begodim, and the Chassidish do like the Mechaber says over the begodim. Why the Arizal says talis cotton is neged the pnimius and talis godl is neged the chitzonius, obviously things which are above our sogas we can't understand. Al kaponim, like the Mishnah Berurah says, now posh to this two minhagim and kalisol again. Everyone sticks to what they do. There is a hakpada. The problem is wearing under the begodim. Shnei dochim pasuk isem or isayu zacharatem. The pasuk says you should see it. As if you're wearing on top of the begodim, then you can see it. And perhaps that's one of the reasons why they do wear on top of the begodim. If you wear under the beged, under the shirt, how you Yotzeru isem oisle. So here, if you say isem oisle goes on the tzitzis, then you can see the tzitzis are still hanging out. The svadim, if you notice, the meaning of svadim is they wear even the tzitzis inside the beged, because they hold that when Arizal said it should be under the begodim, Arizal wasn't only talking about the beged, he was talking about the tzitzis also. That's why the svadim are very makpid that the talis cotton, even the tzitzis, should be under the beged, because when Arizal said under the beged, he wasn't under the shirt, he wasn't only talking about the beged, he was talking about the tzitzis also. Al kaponim, the Arizal says, he throws in a line, that even though you should wear under the beged, you should wear it ala chaluk. Now, he doesn't explain why. The way we translate it means on the vest, not under the vest. Why is he saying that? Here starts the whole raid. Is there a problem of wearing tzitzis on the skin? When Arizal said ala chaluk, did he mean because otherwise you're wearing it on the skin, it becomes like a beged zeil, something which just absorbs sweat and made it's going to be potum and tzitzis, it's not a real beged. Here's where they negar, people want to wear in the summer on their skin, or when they're playing sport, they want to wear on their skin in order to take off the vest. Is that a problem? Is that not a problem? Unfortunately, we don't have time to go into that. Everyone will ask Sheila Zohar. That's what I want to do. Another chiluk which we find between the chassidim and the literature, what they do is when it comes to bochrim. It's very, very strange. Bochrim from bar mitzvah, b'chayiv m'kol ha-mitzvahs. What's the episode when it comes to, they're wearing talis kodl. What's the episode when it comes to talis kodl? The chassidim, they don't wear talis. Why is it different to tefillin? Why is it different to anything else? Is the Maril brings the minik, and the Shoah Knesset Gdolah says, Tamua, I don't understand why not. Ve'efshir b'talis kotten k'omah. Maybe when Maril says they shouldn't wear, he's talking about the talis kotten, not the talis gadol. That's something which is faket to what we do. The other way around, they should wear talis, but not talis kotten. He doesn't explain why not. But upon him, there are those who want to say, the very various reasons, obviously we can't go into them, various reasons why, where it comes from, that they should wear, the meaning is to wear talis kotten, not talis gadol. A beautiful vort I saw from there, it's Tzvi, the Kosher Glover Gaon. It says like this. The Pasuk says, G'dilim ta'aseloch, in Kiseitse, G'dilim ta'aseloch, al arba kanfes k'suscho, and the next Pasuk says, Kigach ish isho. So we learn the smichus as, like the Tanchuma says, mitzvah goes mitzvah. If you do mitzvah tzitzis, you'll be zeichot kikach ish isho. That's why tzitzis is a skula for finding a shidduch. Because that's the next Pasuk, kikach ish isho. Says the Kosher Glover Gaon like this. Have you ever thought, we don't wear two pairs of tefillin. Why do we wear two pairs of tzitzis, talis kotten and a talis kodl? It says like this. There's two psukim in the Torah. One pasuk in our pasha, v'asulem tzitzis al kanfei v'gdeim. There's another pasuk in Kiseitse, or g'dilim ta'aseloch. Says the Kosher Glover like this. The one in our pasuk says al kanfei v'gdeim. The other pasuk says asher techasebo. A talis kodl is not really a beged. I'm just putting it on top of my begodim. So with the talis gadol, I'm a kaim the pasuk v'asher techasebo. I'm covering myself with it. But that's not our pasuk. Our pasuk says al kanfei v'gdeim. Perhaps that's not called a beged. A talis kotten which we wear on our goof, perhaps underneath the shirt, that's called a beged. It's memela. That's why we wear the two begodim. Talis kotten because of the pasuk in our pasha, and the talis gadol because of the pasuk of gedilim tatzeloch al arba kanfes k'sus v'asher techasebo, where there it doesn't say a loshen of beged. Says the Kosher Glover, brilliant. We said that the reason why Bochim aren't going to wear the talis is because the next pasuk is kikach ish isho. That's the next pasuk in Pashas Kiseitse. In our pasuk, it doesn't talk about kikach ish isho. It's the talis gadol which they're wearing because of the pasuk in Pashas Kiseitse. The next pasuk says kikach ish isho. So we say there's a smichus between the noshim, between marrying and tzitzis. That's why a bocha doesn't wear a talis. Where Mashenkin talis cotton, which in this week's Pashas has got nothing to do with the kikach ish isho. That's the suggestion which he gives. There are other suggestions also. One suggestion I saw is because the closing of Gagan says, Fakir, we want to make sure that Bochim don't wear a talis, and all they should get embarrassed, and all they should want to be married quickly. Perhaps that's why the literature says they do wear a talis. We don't want them to be embarrassed. We don't want them to get married so quickly. But upon him, someone once suggested to me, I've never found a makor for this, someone suggested to me, it might be rubbish, I've never found a makor, that it was a technical thing, practical. In Poland and in Litter, the Berech Klal, the Yidden were much poorer. Because mainly the Pasha couldn't afford the talis for each one of their kids. Whereas in Germany, in these places, the Derech Klal Yidden were better off. Mainly perhaps they could afford. Perhaps it's more, I don't know, maybe yeah, maybe not. Al Kaponim, there are various other reasons we've run out of time, but Al Kaponim, various other differences. What we have to remember is, that when it comes to tzitzis, you'll see many, many different menhagim. Like everything in every meaning, every mitzvah, there's no such thing as made up. Everything has a makor, everything has its reasons. Not a matter of what I fancy, what I pick, rather what my meaning is. Al Kaponim, we should be zoicha that. Do the mitzvahs tzitzis kedeboi, like the Gemara says, it's mitzvah shkulis kenegit kol ha-mitzvahs, and then we'll be zoichu mekavu pnei ha-shechinah.